The Astros hosting the Diamondbacks. Josh Reddick comes into this one in a 3-for-29 slump, looking to break out of it in the fourth inning with the Stros leading at 3-1. Reddick at the dish facing Taijuan Walker.
1-2. Swinging a liner into right field. It's a base hit. Fisher will score, and Houston has a 4-1 lead on the RBI single by Reddick.
Well, just when you had a break to think you could get out of it, made a pitch. Reddick was right on it. Line drive to right field. It's a big hit, a big RBI.
First pitch. Swing and a drive. Deep left field. Way, way back. And that ball is gone. Onto the train tracks in left field. A two-run homer for Paul Goldschmidt. And the D-backs have cut the lead to 2. It's 5-3. Here's the 0-1 from Gregerson to Martinez. He swings and drives one in the air. Deep right center field. Have they gone back-to-back? They did. Into the Astros bullpen. A solo home run for J.D. Martinez, and the D-backs trail by a run. It's 5-4. 2-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. It gets away from Iannetta. Centeno's going to come home and score ahead of the throw, and it's 6-4 Houston.
Well, break the ball there, and just Iannetta was not able to block that and keep it in front of him. It'll go as a wild pitch. And it squirted away from him after it hit his chest. And shot over towards the D-backs dugout.
A huge insurance run for Houston as now the count is full at 3-2.
He threw a pitch and look at the score.
2-1, Reddick lines it down the right field line. That ball is gone. Into the first row of the seats, a two-run home run for Josh Reddick. And Houston has busted it open. A four-run eighth, they lead 9-4.
The Astros take out the D-backs 9-5. Charlie Morton ties a career high with his 10th win of the season, allowing one run in 6 1/3 frames, striking out 9. Every player in the Houston starting lineup had at least a hit, including George Springer, who notches 3 hits and 2 runs scored. The D-backs come up short against the Astros. Manager Torrey Lovello spoke after.
We showed a lot of battle. I know that things didn't get off the right way for us, but I think something clicked offensively for us. I think Goldie's home run set a really good tone for what we were ready to do. And unfortunately, we didn't have a shutdown inning. And those things are things that you kind of expect and go back out and potentially tie the game up and didn't happen. Yeah, I think he was battling through his outing. I know that there was a number of hits through the left side of the infield that really could have gone either way in different situations. They're ground ball outs, and Taijuan's working deeper into the game, but unfortunately it didn't happen. But I thought his best inning was his last inning, and something that we talked about, finishing strong, walking off the mound with your best stuff towards the end, and that's what I'm going to focus on with Taijuan.
How would you have wanted him, now in hindsight, to have approached Gonzalez with the bases loaded?
Well, it's situation where you want him to attack all hitters at all times, and he's got really good stuff. He can finish hitters off. So to not change the game plan, to be himself, and press the stuff into the zone as best as he possibly can, and hope for the best outcome.
Taijuan Walker takes the loss, allowing 5 runs, 3 earned. He talked after the game.
I really don't think it was a struggle to find anything. I feel like I made good pitches. It was one of those games where every ground ball hit just found the hole. I didn't have my best fastball, velo, but I feel like I was locating pitches, and I thought my off-speed pitches were pretty good. And, it's just one of those games where anything they hit, they found the hole.
Were you surprised at the velocity?
A little bit, I thought, but, I had to make an adjustment right away, and I felt like I did. And, that's when you just got to really locate and execute pitches, and I thought I did. And, it's just one of those games where, like I said, any ball they hit, and they found the hole, every ball we hit hard, and it was right at people.
So that was the adjustment, was maybe not necessarily trying to overpower guys.
Yeah.
But
yeah, not overthrow, and, it's one of those things where I really had to focus on, making good quality pitches and, use my off-speed just a little bit more.
Up next, the series against the Astros concludes on Thursday with Patrick Corbin on the Hill.